Over the past 2 years, a former convalescent hospital in Bennett Valley has become home to a very different demographic. Up to 26 young adults, most of whom had aged out of foster care, now reside in what's called the Tamayo House, named for one of the program's benefactors. 22-year-old Nicole Davis is among them.
I was homeless, living in a shelter, and I needed something better. I was working at Target at the time. It was hard for me to work because I had a curfew. So they referred me to the Tamayo House, and I came in for an interview, did the application, and I loved it.
Davis arrived after the program, a combined effort of Social Advocates for Youth, Burbank Housing, and Community Action Partners, had weathered its initial shakedown period. The rooms were slow to fill at first, and there was a lot of turnover before they realized how best to structure the program for the newly emancipated young people. Also, admits Tom Bieri, SAY's executive director, there was more than a little uncertainty about funding.
We had taken leap of faith starting this program. There's certainly never been anything like this in Sonoma County, and we built the program before we had all the funding absolutely lined up. United Way had generously given us some seed money to get things going, and when that ran out, we were investing $10,000 a month into a program that we believed in, but we didn't have ongoing financial support lined up for.
Local donors and state and federal funds for low-income housing have since helped close that gap. The young residents pay about a third of their income as rent and must conform to a list of rules embedded in their lease. But Gina Bell, the Residential and Crisis Program Director, says turnover is no longer an issue.
We've pretty much always had a waiting list, except I think in the very beginning of the program. But we have never lacked for referrals. We could fill this place three times over.
The residents are supported in gaining skills and resources needed to move out into the community, but they're allowed to do so on their own timetable.
We don't have a time limit. So young adults in permanent supportive housing can stay as long as they need to. So we don't have the two-year limit that many programs have.
And that continuity, notes Bieri, has helped the residents create a close-knit social structure.
They have created their own community, and it's beautiful. They do their own barbecues, and around Christmas time, they exchange gifts. So it's a really warm-hearted community thing that often goes on around here.
Residents also share information about job openings and help each other make the rent. There was even a marriage last month. It's not perfect, of course, but altogether, says Nicole Davis, the positives far outweigh any negatives.
We consider each other family. We love each other very much. We look out for each other, and it's just, I love living here. Downside? Drama sometimes, you know, living so close. You know, there's occasionally drama, but not too bad. Not too bad at all.
The Tamayo House has been lauded as a model for other facilities to provide transitional housing for former foster care kids. Bieri says SAY may expand the program, but not just yet.
We're still learning how to do this one. We're getting to the place where it's feeling like we're getting it down to a science, but I think it would be premature at this point to try to expand.
The annual budget for just this one facility, he notes, is $350,000. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.